It was a bright moonlit night. I went camping at the sea, and I carried my tent into the pickup truck. I was about to reach it when the sky turned black and heavy rain started. I suddenly felt the urge to relieve myself, so I checked the GPS. The destination was near, hence I parked the truck under a palm tree and got down to do my business. The headlights were on. A sandy trail surrounded by palm and date trees stood ahead. The sea was near. I could feel the heavy wind blowing my hair and clothes. I was done when I heard a woman scream. I jumped right into my car and in a panic to start the engine, I turned it off instead. It got dark and looked very spooky in the moonlight, but I quickly turned on the engine and I saw a woman standing on the side of the road with her head slightly down, with her brown hair covering her face. Her body was so pale that I could see her veins popping out on the skin. I rolled down my driver's side window and called out to her. Hey, you all right?
No.
She nodded her head and slowly started to walk towards my window. She had scratches all over her body and was limping. She stopped next to my window and lifted her face. Her eyes were bright neon yellow, which was very unusual. Do you need help? She suddenly smiled ear to ear and tilted her neck to one side. Her eyes weren't blinking as she kept watching me in that scary manner. Suddenly, she looked behind her and ran into the bush at full speed. Now, I was already uncomfortable enough about this encounter with this strange woman, so I stayed behind the line. I've already asked her if she needed it several times, and no way I'm following some random freaky woman into the woods. I started my car and drove ahead. The rain stopped by the time I reached the stranded beach. I put up my tent and made some roasted chicken. I was three bottles down when I heard a chuckling sound coming from a distance. I could a red pickup truck parked quite far away from me. Someone was also camping on that beach. I saw it was the girl, sitting with a middle-aged creepy dude. He was laughing and holding her hand, whilst the girl sat still like a stone. Suddenly, she started coughing. Hey, do you want some water? But the girl now started breathing heavily, and then she got up and fainted. The dude grabbed her and looked around. He couldn't see me as I was sitting in the dark. Everything happens for a reason. He carried the girl inside his small tent. And then came back, but this time he had no shit on. He chugged the entire beer in one breath and headed back to the tent with a big smile. Shit, I need to do something. I realized the man was going to abuse the poor girl, taking advantage of her physical condition. I grabbed a hockey stick. I always bring one on my camping trips. I started walking towards the red pickup truck. My hands were tightly gripping the hockey stick. Any weird occurrence and I won't hesitate to use it. Just when I reached close to the tent, I heard a squinching sound, followed by loud chewing. Not being able to see anything in the dark, I turned on my flashlight and pointed it inside the tent. The middle-aged shirtless creep was now lying lifeless, and the girl was sitting over him and eating his flesh. Her eyes were glowing like a hyena. She ate like she hadn't eaten in years. I was too stunned to move, but then she slowly lifted her head and looked at me. Her blue eyeballs were now gloomy white. She moved her head from left to right, but she couldn't see me. It was like she lost her vision. Her mouth was smeared in blood, so were her hands and clothes. I took a step back to leave and accidentally made a sound. Within a second, she lunged at me, letting out an animalistic growl. I fell back on the soft sand and the girl grabbed my leg. She then went to bite it, but I kicked her in the face with the other leg to get rid of her. The kick broke her nose, but yet she kept crawling on the sand. I finally realized that somehow this girl has turned into a zombie. I ran back to my truck and drove off, leaving my tent behind. I just wanted to get the hell out of that place. I came back to the same path where I stopped to pee. I looked at the side of the road where I first saw the girl. Now, two men were sitting in crouched positions. They were eating a dead deer. Somehow, the lights didn't affect them. I honked the car horn and they looked at me almost immediately, so they only heard sounds. I started the car engine to drive past when suddenly a group of ravenous, insane human-like creatures appeared from the side of the road. Their face and their body all were mutilated. Some had hands but no legs. Some were walking like dead bodies. What's happening? They all were coming to my car. I knew if I don't drive away now, this swarm of zombies will turn me into them. But what will happen if I left? They will grow more, and it'll be the end of the world. The only way out is to finish them before I go. An idea came to mind. I had 3 jars of petrol hoarded before the long drive. I drove the car over each zombie before it could come close to my car. I lost count of how many times I ran over them again and again. When there was none left, I sprinted petrol all over the meaty mess and set it on fire. I watched all those infectious humans turn to dust. Maybe they came with the wish to spend a holiday at the beach, but something changed them. It turned them into brainless monsters who only crave meat, who are always hungry. I've never seen that girl, and so far no reports of infections or contagious diseases have been reported in the news. The year is 2019 now, and I hope 2020 will finally be able to erase the horrible memory of that night from my mind. I just hope someone from the future could come and assure me that 2020 is going to be a good year. Hello, my name is Maggie, and these may be my last words alive. I'm locked in the dark with a being that is hunting me. I may not see him, but I hear his breathing, and I feel his gaze. I'm about to die, and there's nothing I can do about it. The monster is getting closer and closer to me. I can feel it. The only thing I can think about before I die is how this whole nightmare started. That day, I was leaving Carol, my sister's house. I had spent the day with her and her family. But on the way out, something strange happened. A bunch of black vans started to park in the street, and out of them came a bunch of bloody people. One of them ran up to me and knocked me to the ground. He was trying to kill me. Daryl, Carol's husband, pulled the man off of me and started struggling with him.
Run! Go check on your family!
Thank you.
I ran back to my house, and everything was terrible. The men were eating all the people around. They were like zombies. I looked in the windows of those vans. No one had gotten out. It was as if they were driving automatically. I ran to my house and slipped away from the zombies and entered my house through the backyard. But something was wrong. The patio door was broken. I ran into the kitchen and found my husband lying on the floor wounded. There was blood everywhere, and next to him was Rick, our neighbor, dead.
Maggie, what's going on? Rick went crazy. I had no choice.
Oh, Glenn, you don't know what's going on out there. Come on, we have to get you to a hospital. You're hurt.
As I carried my husband to the garage, I felt something go through my body. It was blood. Glenn was dripping blood from his mouth all over my body. I panicked for a moment and pulled away from him, dropping him. Glenn got up immediately, but something in him had changed. A large amount of blood started coming out of his mouth. His arms began to dislocate, and with every step he took toward me, his legs broke, making strange, inhuman movements. While this was happening, Glenn was still not reacting. He just stared at me as he cried blood, and his eyes swelled up to the point where they looked like they were going to pop out. Suddenly, the man jumped at me. I hid in the car and closed the windows, but I couldn't do it in time. A part of Glenn's body managed to slip out and stretch further and further into the car. He was getting closer and closer to me. My own husband was going to kill me. In one swift move, I waited for Glenn to finish getting in the car so I could close the window and get out. Now, he was the one who was trapped, banging on the windows desperately like a rabid animal. Crying, I went into my house and locked all the doors. After a few months, everything that had happened became clearer. Some scientists revived a zombie frozen for more than 40,000 years. The problem is that instead of using it for good, some nations developed their own zombies and used them as weapons to attack other countries. We never knew who had used it against us, but seeing those black vans, we knew that it was intentional. During these months, most of the zombies, my husband included, had starved to death. But the ones that didn't, they evolved. These zombies were smarter hunters. They knew how to open doors, stalk their prey, and hide. They were lethal predators. One of those days, Carol contacted me asking me to go with her. I had never left my house since then, only to look for food in nearby places. My sister had asked me not to go, but apparently, she had changed her mind. I packed my things and left for the night. As expected, several zombies started chasing me. What I didn't expect was that they were so fast. One of them caught up to me as I was jumping over Carol's fence and fell into the garden with me. The zombie was on top of me, ready to bite me, until suddenly, its head exploded. Carol was behind with a rifle. After she saved my life, my sister told me how, trying to defend myself, Daryl had been bitten. That caused him to bite her son as well. Only Carol survived. We spent the night together catching up. We both went upstairs to show me the room I was going to sleep in. But when I went in to check, I couldn't get out. Carol had locked me in. I tried to turn on the lights and they didn't work either. All the windows were boarded up from outside. The darkness was absolute. Worst of all, I wasn't alone. I could feel someone breathing nearby.
I'm sorry, Maggie. I couldn't let him starve to death. I couldn't find anyone else to sacrifice more than a week ago. Carol, who is with me? It's my son. I couldn't let him die, zombie or not. I love him.
Terrified, I backed into a corner, and this is where I am now. My own nephew is in the dark, waiting for the ideal moment to jump at me and kill me. I can feel him walking around the room, watching my every move. I have a knife in my hand, but I doubt I can use it to save myself. I couldn't see at all and be locked up for so long. I was sure he had already adapted to the darkness. Suddenly, I felt someone run towards me in desperation, and without seeing, I brandished my knife violently and thrust it at something. I had succeeded by a miracle. I stuck a knife in the boy's throat.
No!
Carol must have had cameras, because as soon as it happened, she came running in my direction. She opened the door and, furious, rushed at me with a huge knife. We were both fighting, trying to kill each other. But suddenly, Carol stopped and smiled. As I looked at her, I realized what was going on. Her zombie son was still alive, eating his own mother's ankle. As I walked away, I could see the child climb over the mother's body that had fallen to the floor and began to devour her organs, while she looked at me with a creepy smile and her eyes wide open.
Isn't he beautiful?
I walked painfully towards the exit of the house. My arm was burning very badly, and as I looked at it, I could see a child's bite on it. It seems that the child got to bite me before I stuck the knife in it. When I got outside, I saw the sun rising while some lights were coming towards us.
So they've finally decided to bomb us.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I was returning to my hometown after many years and was very excited to see the places where I had spent my childhood days. I reached the entrance of the town, got out of my car, and was about to take some pictures when suddenly, an ugly-looking dog attacked me. I got so scared that I ran back to my car, locked the doors, and drove away into town. I was still shivering with fear when I entered the town, to which was eerily empty. At the corner of the street, I saw a pub and went there, and found a couple of guys sitting and having a conversation. I sat at the counter and ordered a beer. I asked the barman, "Hey, how come the town is so quiet?" The barman did not say anything, and just then, a beautiful woman came and sat next to me. I was happy to see someone that I offered to buy her a beer. I told her that this was my hometown and was looking forward to having a tour of it, but something was bothering her. She kept looking at the watch and suddenly got up and said,
"I've gotta go. Sorry. Please, get out of here."
I was surprised to hear this. What was going on here? It was too late and I was very tired to leave, so I decided to stay back, which turned out to be the worst decision of my life. I asked the barman for a hotel and he gave me a few suggestions. I went to one of them and asked the manager for a room. I came to my room, showered, and was about to hit the bed when there was a knock on the door. I opened it and was shocked. It was one of the guys I had seen in the bar. He looked like a dead body walking, straight out of a zombie movie. He jumped on me and started to beat me up. I was struggling to defend myself, but he held my neck and started to strangle me. I was getting breathless and thought I was going to die, when suddenly he stopped. I turned to look and was even more shocked when his head fell off his body and rolled on the ground. His body then slumped to the ground, and behind him, I saw the same girl I had seen in the bar. She had a machete in her hand, which was soaked in blood. She quickly walked towards me and said,
"Hi, I'm Sarah. Come with me if you want to live."
I was still in shock when she grabbed me and jolted my body. I came back to reality while she was saying,
"Hurry! We don't have time, let's go!"
I tried to grab my suitcase when Sarah told me to leave everything since there's no time. She just grabbed my hand and took me out, and we were rushing towards the entrance when suddenly some guys who had turned into zombies stood at the front gate.
"Know how to slash bodies?"
I shook my head saying no, but it was too late. The zombies guarding the door leapt on us. Sarah took out a rifle from her back and started shooting them. I panicked and was randomly slashing in the air trying to stop them from attacking me. Sarah shot most of them down and we rushed out of the place. Sarah had a mini truck. I sat inside and we drove away. I had so many questions running in my mind and Sarah knew it. And even before I could ask her, she said,
"There was some kind of virus infestation some days back that has turned everyone into zombies."
"But everything was fine when I arrived here just a few hours back." Sarah told me that the infection is spreading really fast and is taking over the whole town. She also told me that I was safe with her and was taking me to a safe place when we heard a loud thud on the roof of the car. Someone had jumped on the car. Sarah lost control of the car. The car hit the curb, leaped into the air, turned and landed on the roof. The impact was so severe that it made me had a blackout, and a little while later, when I woke up, I was shocked to see that Sarah was missing. I somehow got out of the car to see that Sarah was surrounded by some zombies and she was fighting them off. I saw the machete on the ground, picked it up, and slashed the zombies that were attacking us. We somehow managed to slash all of them and ran from there. We came to Sarah's house and I suddenly remembered that I had forgotten to take my phone from the hotel, so I immediately rushed to the phone, but it was dead. Sarah told me that the network has been down for the last couple of days, and hence, they have not been able to contact the authorities. I asked her how she managed to protect herself from the infection, and that is when she told me something that stunned me.
"I'm infected too. I've 24 hours before I become one of them."
"Then why did you bring me here? To kill me next?" Sarah then told me about her 8-year-old son, Andy. She told me that he is safe and has no infections. She got me there so that she can hand him over to me and ask me to get him out of the city. She begged me to help her, and when I saw Andy's innocent face, I knew Sarah was telling the truth. So I decided to help. We took Andy and hit the road, and just when we were reaching the town exit, there was a huge traffic jam of people leaving the town. I was trying to figure out how to get out when I saw that Sarah had turned into a zombie and attacked me and Andy. I took Andy, got out of the car, and ran, but Sarah caught us, and I had no option but to shoot her down and get myself and Andy out of there. I shot her and ran towards the exit. And just then, I saw some fighter jets drop bombs on the town. The explosion destroyed the entire town, saving us. I was so thankful to Sarah, who saved me from this hell, which I'll never return to.